You saw it rise from its grave.
You can't leave, Charlie.
I'm running out.
I will let you go out here and endanger yourself, Alex.
You know who's really gonna scare you? No, my name is Ashley. Best friends and brother for life.
I set the world on fire.
Welcome back to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, as always, Charlie C., and I'm here broadcasting from New Amarillo. And just a shout-out to all the freaks and mutated weirdos out there tuning in today. The year is 2115, and it's October, so here comes the fall. And the good thing about the fall, no longer rainy season, no longer acid rain season, no longer tarantula mating season, so fall is a pretty good time, less deaths in the community, which is always good. But right now, without further ado, we don't have a weatherman, old Jenkins, rest his soul, his head was crushed when the bike gang, the bad bikers came through, so we'll skip through the weather, and we're going to introduce my first guest. His name is Happy Pappy, and he came through town, and I got to tell you, when you came, it was just, you had the music going, you had the stereo with the music, and you had that truck, and it was, horses.
I did. Thanks, Frank, for having me. That is your name, right, Frank?
No, it's not. It's Charlie.
Okay, well, I'm glad I came in, and I'm excited to share my product with you, first of all, because I've been working on this for hundreds of years.
Well, what is it?
Hold on. Let me get out of my box first.
What are those? They look delicious.
These are my grandma's recipe called Happy Pappy Cakes. Cupcakes. I don't even know the name of these things. I could just
look like they're packaged. You know, your grandma packaged her own cupcake?
She came up with her own recipe.
Mm-hmm.
I can't share it with what's in it. It's related to cats or dogs, but I'm going to say.
The delivery truck outside said Happy Pappy's Cupcakes.
Yes, that's my truck. I've had that truck forever.
Well, why are you here today? I mean, the kids were crazy, and you were throwing these cupcakes to and fro.
I found a gold mine, my friend, and it's Happy Pappy's Cupcakes. Everybody who eats these things never has a worry in the world after that.
Wow! So they look delicious, and you're waving it around.
You know what? Me talking is just not going to work. I think you should try this.
Okay.
So
can I try one? On the house.
Right here. Right in front of me, I want you to try it. I want you to tell everybody how good this is.
All
right. And I'm not even going to charge for this thing.
Oh, whoa. Okay. First one's on the house. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Let me see. All right, I'm opening it.
All right. He's trying it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're all listening out there. Oh. He took a big old bite.
It's so moist.
It is moist.
It's delicious.
I can't tell you why it's moist.
Whoa.
Getting that?
It's delicious.
You feeling that?
The world is slowing down.
Yes, it is. Yes, everything slows down in a good way.
Now, why?
You seeing things?
What ingredient did your grandmother put into these cupcakes?
Well, like I said, it has to do with farm animals.
Uh-huh.
But,
that's for a different show.
Yeah, that's all we'll say about that.
Yeah.
All I can say is when she developed this ingredient, I came home and my dog Rufus was gone.
Wow.
So let's just, that's all there is. So.
Now, what it seems to me is that they look factory wrapped. I don't believe it.
No, they're not factory wrapped. I have my own shrink wrap machine that I developed as well. I used the shrink wrap machine for something else. I can't tell you what that was for. But now I've used it for...
So secretive, Pappy.
Well, I'd probably be...
Ugh.
Let's just move. It's not factory wrapped. Eating another one. He's eating another one. I mean, he's eating the same one.
Oh, my God.
Because this thing is huge. It's at least
5 pounds. It's gigantic.
It's like delicious. 5 meals right there.
Whoa.
What's going on now? I know what's going on.
You're turning blue.
No, I'm not blue, but that's what you think because
is this the cupcake?
That's
what ingredient is this?
I can't tell you. It's a special ingredient.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, you feeling that? Feeling good?
I feel like a million bucks.
Yeah?
I feel like I could, you know, wrestle one of those giant creatures that lives in the mountains.
I tell you, Jeff, it's the, you know, it's...
it's Charlie.
Okay, Frank. But anyway, you keep eating this thing.
Okay, all right.
And
you don't have to tell me twice.
I'll tell you three times.
That's
what
record.
Color am I now? Am I changing color? Am I seeing blue?
Sort of like a greenish red kind of thing.
It's working, man.
I think I'm seeing your aura.
Okay. The aura is... Because you eat by three. You keep eating four, five. It starts to precipitate, whatever the word is.
Yeah.
It starts to metisculate.
Metastasize.
Yes.
Emasculated.
I know. I don't know that guy.
Dramatized.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, brother. This is the best food I've ever had in my life.
I think we should... You know what?
What?
See why these kids were so happy outside?
You could see. And then they were just falling asleep in the middle of the street. They slept like they were dead. They looked the most peaceful sleep in the world.
It's like they're babies, except no diapers on. So they, you like it? Should I give you a box for free?
A box for free?
Yes, I mean, I have extra boxes in that truck. Hopefully,
I don't know.
Wrecked them.
We got to do the rest of the show, and I just want to go.
You can do it now.
I want to cuddle.
I'm so excited about this. You want to cuddle your dog? Okay, then you cuddle your dog. Just don't tell your dog where that cupcake came from, and don't give the
Where did the cupcake?
I'm telling you,
Grandma.
Don't feed the cupcakes to animals. There's a little warning thing on here. Don't feed the animals. Only for people's consumption.
Okay.
See.
All right.
And,
all right.
You liking it? You think this could be something that could...
I think it could...
I could patent this thing?
It could revolutionize the brain, man. Could just turn us into a whole different species.
I'm telling you, Mike, this is the best
Happy?
Thing. That's me. Pappy. Happy. And happy because it makes everybody happy.
Because your cupcakes make everybody happy.
And because the first guy who tried it was my pappy. So there we go.
Now,
happy,
all right.
Pappy.
We got to go into a song break in a second.
A good song.
What have you been doing? I mean, where did you come from? The world ended 50 years ago. I mean, you've got bikers, you've got gangs, you've got zombies, you've got monsters, eating people.
Let me tell you something.
Gangs of wild cannibals.
Yes.
How do you survive with a stash of cupcakes driving down the road?
It's the way you see things. First of all, I had to try my product multiple times, so right then and there, that
you begin to see things, and I'm beginning to
see
things.
You have to embrace life.
My head feels...
Embrace the cupcake.
Like gelatin. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But see, it's this outlook. I don't care if the world's blown up or ended, or I'm living on planet Venus. It's just, it's the way you look at life. I said, hey, happy pappy cupcakes, want to make people happy, it's apocalyptic. Going on out there?
Whoa! What was that? What was that? Did you hear that?
I heard something.
All right, we got to go to...
Oh, that's on my truck, I hope.
Jimmy Rogers, Blue Yodel number 3.
And
you love it? We're going to find out what that sound was, and we'll be right back after this.
She's tall. She's 6 feet from the ground. She's long. She's tall. She's 6 feet from the ground. She's tailor-made, she ain't no hand-me-down. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. She got eyes like diamonds, her teeth shine just the same. Got eyes like diamonds, her teeth shine just the same. She got sweet ruby lips and hair like a horse's mane. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. Every time I see you, woman, you always on the street. Every time I see you, you always on the street. You hang out on the corner like a police on his beat. Oh, lady, lady, lady. Hey, hey, hey. Won't you tell me, mama, where you stayed last night? Tell me, mama, where you stayed last night. 'cause your hair's all tangled and your clothes don't fit you right. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. Tell you no story, Mama, I ain't gonna lie. But the day you quit me, woman, that's the day that you die. Oh, lay, lay, oh, lay. I hate to see this evening sun go down. Lord, I hate to see this evening's sun go down, 'cause it makes me think I'm on my last go round. Oh, lady, holy, oh, lady, holy, oh, lady, lady, oh, lady.
Deputy, deputy, bring him in here. Aaron, come on. Bring the man in here. Bring him in here. Let's wake him up. Wake him up. Come on, fella. Come on. Where? What's wrong with you?
What the hell am I?
Who are you? You're an Amarillo.
I'm astronaut Peter Von Jensen. Where am I?
You're in the year 2115.
That's impossible. I gotta pinch myself.
Well, all right, let's hold on. All right, get your wits together.
You got blue stuff on your lips or something.
Oh, Happy Pappy cupcakes.
This is a dream. This can't be happening.
What is that thing outside?
That's my spaceship.
Where did you come from?
From outer space, you dimwit. I'm an astronaut. This looks like I'm in the middle of a desert.
This is Amarillo.
Amarillo? But it was... Last thing I knew, I took off from Earth 65 years ago on the way to... On the way to Pluto.
65 years ago? That's...
This can't be possible. This has got to be a dream. It's got to be a dream. Where's my ship?
What is your name?
Peter Von Jensen.
And where are you from, Peter?
The great state of Idaho.
And
I was raised by my... It doesn't matter.
How did you come from outer space? Humans can't do that.
What do you mean humans can't do that? We had spaceships. You should know. The Apollo land. Don't you know anything about this country?
There is no country. It's a free-for-all. There's roving bands of cannibals and lunatics.
Speak sense, boy.
And it's...
You're on drugs.
I'm not. I mean, I'm eating delicious cupcakes. Oh!
No, speak sense! Right.
No. You need to get yourself together. All right?
Oh, God. Marcia, where is she?
Who's Marcia?
She was the first officer in the ship. On the spaceship.
Aaron, did you see anybody else out there? We're searching. We're still searching the ship.
Who are you?
He's the deputy of New Amarillo.
How did I get here?
Your ship crash landed.
All I know is, I was on a mission, and I was on my way to Pluto. I went into cryogenic freezing to sleep because you know it takes years and years to get out there.
It's a Pluto.
Yes.
What is Pluto?
It's a planet. What grade are you in? Come on!
All right.
You know what? You ought to be smacks. I can't think straight. I was on my way to a special mission to recover this mineral from Pluto. I went into cryogenic freezing, which means you sleep because it takes too long to get there. And next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the desert being dragged into this godforsaken dump of a radio station. You've never heard of the planet Pluto.
I've never heard of anything named Pluto.
Dear God.
Pluto?
What do you know? What happened?
Well, I mean, as far as we can tell, the world ended, and now...
The world?
We're just picking up the pieces. I mean, what we do remember is that the people, the elders, existed and they built up these structures, and they built cities, and but then they blew themselves up. That's all we know, though.
You know what planet you are on.
Do I know a planet? Yes, Earth.
And you
that's we do know that, and we're in Texas, or what was known as Texas.
Okay. This is all too real. This is all too surreal. I've got to get away. I've got to get out of here.
You can't go anywhere. You'll be murdered. You'll be killed.
By who?
Zombies and killers. Cannibals.
I'm hearing
biker gangs.
I'm hearing end of world biker gangs and zombies. This is not making sense. Like a bad joke.
It's
a
not.
A man walked into a bar and there was a zombie with a biker. It's and a priest and a Jewish man. Don't you know that joke?
I don't know what you're talking about. A man walks into a bar? I don't get it.
I need a bite of this.
I don't...
Bramish.
Is it good?
God, this tastes terrible!
It's delicious. Well, I mean... You may have... I don't know what your people ate in the past.
I'm a human being!
Your past people, the elders, the old ones.
The elders?
What did you eat?
We ate things like... Tang! On a
Tang.
Ship, at least. Tang and...
Have you ever had...
Swanson's?
Fried rat's guts.
Oh, dear God. Fried... That was...
Iguana?
How about a hamburger? Have you heard of a hamburger?
Hamburger?
Yes.
No.
You know what a cow is?
We do have cows, yes. Many of them are too radiated.
I need to get to the middle. I need to find NASA. I need to find...
NASA?
Yes.
Who is NASA?
The National Aerospace and Science Administration.
Oh, so it's a group of people?
They're the one that launched the ship, boy.
I don't know what's...
What president? Who is the president of the United States?
President? Yes. President. The last president was, I believe his name was Fredrickson. That's what his last name was.
I don't recognize. Of course, it's gone 65. What year is it?
It's 2115.
2115. Oh my God.
Do you need to lay down?
Yes.
I mean, your family.
I am laying down.
Everyone you ever knew must be gone. Not to be a downer.
This is like Aliens. Movie Aliens. You ever see Aliens?
I'm sorry to laugh at your plight.
It's not funny.
I don't know what a movie is. An alien.
You don't. A movie.
We're not aliens, sir.
No, you're not. Forget it.
Listen.
Help explain this to me from
okay.
Point A to point 5.
Well, as far as all right. Now, let me see. Your ship took off.
Yes.
Okay. 65 years ago.
Yes. 65.
You know what? We've got to get into a song break.
Song break. This is insane.
Oh, the Ink Spots, the Gypsy, and we'll be right back. And we'll explain. Let me write some, jot some notes down, make a timeline, because this is difficult to explain.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the Gypsy. that my lover is true and will come back to me someday. You see, she looked in my hand and told me that my baby would always be true. And yet, in my heart I knew, dear, that somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy that my lover is true and will come back to me someday.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie Say. I hope you like that one, The Gypsy by the Ink Spots. Great song. And, well, right now, as you've heard, we're here with astronaut Peter Von Jensen. Who, a little twist of, I mean, the last time he can remember being alert and awakened and on planet Earth was 65 years ago, yeah, in the year 2050. This is, we've established all of this during the music break. And I gotta say, Peter, I just want to try to help you understand where you are right now.
Commander Van Jensen Von, I worked hard for that rank.
Okay, Commander. Now, I'm going to try to explain, and I made a little time chart, and we've called Franklin James, the oldest man in town. He's coming up the road. He'll be here slowly, but he will eventually be
here. Old enough to know when my ship blasted off.
He should be. It was 65 years ago. He must be in his 90s at this point.
Thank God, so, someone who's got sense.
I don't know about that, but he's old. He's very old, and he'll be here in a couple minutes to help you out, okay? Now, and we do have police, Sheriff Jebediah.
Oh, we have him. Oh, finally, the law is here.
Well, Sheriff Jebediah is outside. He's examining the wreck, and so so are his deputies. So we're going to... you know, we'll get
hands off of that antenna. Yeah.
But anyway, now
they're eating those cupcakes.
The cupcakes are a hot. Would you like one?
No, they're awful. Just go on.
They make you see some funny stuff. It might relax you.
I can't possibly see anything funnier than I've seen right now.
Well, anyway, all right. So you blasted off in 2050.
Yes,
Peter. I mean, Commander. You blasted off in 2050.
Yes.
The world ended as far as we know. Now, I'm only an amateur historian into the old world, antiquities and whatnot.
I don't even know that.
But as far as we know, the world ended 2060s, early 2060s.
How did it end?
Nuclear war. That's what we believe. Or that's what you call it, nuclear war. What is nuclear war? There's so much you can tell us. About the way things were.
So much I can tell you. Nuclear war is...
A creature. It must have been some kind of monster that was unleashed.
You've heard of bombs?
Bombs, yes. Okay. Like
think of a bomb
dynamite.
That would just annihilate mankind.
Ah.
That would... Yes.
Nuclear.
Yes. Nuclear. Not nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yes.
Hmm.
Think of a bomb going off... about 1,000 feet over your head, and just incinerating people. And if they weren't incinerated right away, they would burn to death, an agonizing, disgusting death. It's take weeks, radiation sickness.
Well, that seems to be what we can find from the records,
falling off.
From the writings of our early founders, that seems to be what did it.
I need to see books on this. I need you to tell me more.
Okay. Now... Amarillo was founded in 2085. Okay?
Amarillo was around before that, but go ahead.
Well, new and old Amarillo.
Okay.
They were founded in 2085. Now, old Amarillo is where...
Go ahead.
It's the best that we've got, sir. And here we are today. And do you have any questions?
I have 1,000 questions. Are you kidding me?
What? Well, I'm trying to help you.
Okay, first of all, you said that you say you're a historian, but you don't know what nuclear war is. Who started the nuclear war? When did it end? When did this start? Who's in charge? I have so many questions.
Who's
left?
Who's left? Outside of Amarillo?
You've tried contact. Obviously, your radio station. You're trying to contact someone.
Send out. We have waves. I don't know the specifics. I mean, we were lucky enough to get this station somewhat operational.
Who's in charge of this place?
Of New Amarillo.
Jill
McKay is our mayor.
Jill McKay.
Yes.
Does she have any contact with the governor, the president?
I don't think so. No. What is a governor?
Of the state of Texas. Amarillo is in Texas.
Yes.
Texas is in the United States.
We have warlords. Maybe that's what you're... greatest warlord? In the region? Is that what you're looking
to? Who do the warlords rule? What is they...
Over the people.
They rule... Oh, dear God.
I mean,
this
you're
is worse than I thought.
You're really. You
I need
got
to talk
lucky.
To Franklin James.
You got lucky.
I need to
you
talk
landed
to Mr.
in
James. This is not luck.
You didn't land in a warlord's territory.
You
know,
idiot.
You know, so you did get a little lucky. But anyway, here he is. He's coming into the room right now.
Thank God, sir.
Who are you? Why am I here?
I'm Commander Peter von Jensen. You must know me when I took off in the Pluto expedition 65
years
ago.
Well, I don't know nothing from nobody. Now, what do you want?
You are old enough to know!
Well, they caught me up here.
Dear God, just when I thought...
What do you need? What do you want?
I was an astronaut.
He wants to know about what happened. How did he possibly get here, and what is he...
Tell me anything.
I don't know.
Do you know about the nuclear war? Do you know anything?
No. Oh. when the world ended...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you've got funny ears.
Shove
Have
it.
You tried a happy pappy?
Yes, I've tried it. I don't want to care about the godforsaken cupcake.
It's delicious and...
You've got to remember something. You've got to know.
About what?
Space travel, anything about the United States. You know.
They used to take off. They sent men into the... outer space.
And I am one of them.
Where the stars are.
I am one of them, sir.
Whoa. What's your name?
Commander Peter von Jensen. I was on a trip.
How would I know your... shuttle? Where did you take off from? Where were you going?
Cape Canaveral. We're going to Pluto. You know Cape Canaveral.
Whoa.
From Florida. The state of Florida, sir.
The Pluto mission.
Oh, dear God. Did you just...
I know.
That's foul.
The Pluto mission.
Yes, you know the Pluto mission. Now.
So you're one of them.
You astronauts, are the, yes.
You were the last of the astronauts to take off before the Great War started.
Okay, so tell me about the Great War. Who started it?
Well, it was the damn Chinese.
I knew it. I knew it was the Chinese. And they battled against...
Well, they didn't know we'd put up such a fight. You see?
They should know.
And we did.
And so is the whole world gone, sir?
Well, I don't know. Know nothing about Transylvania or Italy. My world was ended. And I remember my father grew an extra thumb on his ankle.
What?
Well, that was from the radiation, you see.
I understand. Were you affected at all, sir?
No, I'm as bright as a fiddle in the winter.
Is there a general, a leader of the military I can speak with?
A leader of the military?
Yes.
Well, I don't reckon so. We got a zombie force, and they protect us from the zombies
zombie
and outlaws.
Force. You have dementia, sir?
No. Maybe. What is that? Do you have dementia? Do you have a cupcake? Because I do.
This is worse than I thought. I need to speak to someone in charge.
Commander, we've got to get to it. I know you don't like these, but we got to go to another music break.
You've got
to
be kidding me.
Yes.
This is an absolute disaster.
And, I mean, we'll help you as much as you can. It's a good thing you're at the radio station.
Oh,
because
yes.
We can't get the word out. If anybody has ever heard of Peter Von Jensen or his mission to Pluto or the team, please come and, you know, contact us.
Grandchildren left.
I mean, if you do have grandchildren, they might not be...
Yes.
They may be radiated beyond all recognition.
Oh, God. Why weren't you radiated?
Well, I was born after the end of the world. Of course. Anyway.
I feel like...
We're going to get into a song right now. Vera Lynn, We'll Meet Again. And we'll meet you again right after this break. You're listening to Wasteland Radio.
With a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you. I'll not forget you, sweetheart. Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. To the folks that you know, tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and we've had quite an eventful broadcast right now. Now, astronaut, hard to believe, astronaut. I don't know what that means. If you tie your shoes too tight in outer space, you have an astra. But anyway, so it's, you know, winding down here, almost the end of the broadcast. But I'm back. I'm joined again with Happy Pappy.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad to be back here.
And we've got Franklin James here as well. I love your cupcakes.
I knew it. Thanks, Fred. Anyway,
My name's Franklin.
Okay. Thanks, James. Anyway, look, that astronaut's wandering around. He's trying to stop these people from messing with his ship. But I try to offer him another cupcake. I don't understand why he doesn't like that cupcake.
He won't eat them. Did you see him earlier? He spit out part of the cupcake.
You know what? If I wasn't so high in these...
You know, highfalutin, right?
Highfalutin.
High
flatulent.
Future people. Yeah. Oh, no, he's from the past. You know, or is he from the future?
I don't know where he's from because I'm just living in the now, living in the cupcake.
Yeah, you are living in the now. And you know what? Selling like hotcakes, your cupcakes.
Yes. That's a good one there.
Yeah, that's good there, Jim. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm hoping I'm going to take what you said, and I think I'm going to expand.
Yeah.
You know, possibly, maybe think the zombies will go for them.
Zombies. Maybe the I don't know padding. If they'll pay for them. I don't know if they even understand currency.
No, but you never know how it could affect them. You're seeing blue. You never know what they'll see.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of things. Yeah, and you know what? That reminds me.
That box is for you. Don't forget that box.
I've been
now.
Fiending for another cupcake. Do you get that? Where people say that they. I mean, I'm starting to get the shakes. I haven't had a cupcake in like 10 minutes.
Some people get into full-blown convulsions.
Uh-huh.
They just epileptic seizures.
That's delicious.
Oh,
I'm having a seizure with joy right now.
Oh, just keep eating, man. Just keep eating. I don't have any beverage to give you. I should think of a Happy Pappy beverage. I should come up with.
I mean, as long as it's not...
That's it. That's it.
You get most...
I knew it, Andy.
You know what? My name's... but you could get, I don't know where you're going to get a clean beverage, muddy water, you know, muddy water and Happy Pappy cupcake.
Like I said, you don't exactly know where that comes from, you know, so beverage, I'll work on that.
All right, wow, okay, so you heard it right here, folks.
You heard Happy it here
I'm sure you've all, I'm sure if you're listening right now, you're probably munching on one right now, Happy. Do you think so? The way they're selling right now, everybody's eating
one. I'm just hoping I won't run out of batter.
Yeah.
Because that could be the problem. Because I need people helping me out.
Now.
To be, if I'm in here.
You're making cupcakes?
I was, because I have the recipe.
Oh, you do? Can I see it?
The only thing I'll ever say no to. Okay, the only thing I'll ever say no to you, Russ. Because
it's
other than.
Charlie.
Other than that. I would say yes to everything, but that's one thing. I guard my mother's soul, my grandmother's grave.
God bless that woman.
Oh yes.
Her cupcakes.
Here, you know what? Especially this guy who has limited teeth.
I've got no. I like them because you're mushy.
Right. Well, you know what? I should make it in a liquid form. Make it easier for you.
Oh, like a pudding. Pappy's pudding.
Happy Pappy
cupcake pudding.
Yes.
We're
already expanding here.
And my tummy's rumbling. I gotta get another.
That's it, frankly. Eat up, buddy.
That's my cupcake.
Okay.
Give me that back. Give me that freaking thing. It's mine. It's mine.
Take another one out of the box right here. You just go.
All right.
Plenty to spare.
All right.
There you go.
Listen, all right. It was great having you on the show.
I hope I'm here every week.
And folks, you know what? Come down. Where are you going to be setting up shop?
I'll be setting up right outside this radio station.
Right outside the station.
Right next to that wrecked spacecraft where the astronaut looks like. Oh, man, he looks
you know
really
what?
Great out there.
That's a great advertising pitch right there. Or a great way to market. You can see the smoke from miles away. You'll see the plumes of smoke.
So,
come on down. Follow the plumes of smoke right to New Amarillo. And get yourself a Happy Pappy cupcake, and you'll start seeing all kinds of things. I've been seeing, goats flying around the station today.
Oh,
and I don't even question it.
I didn't even eat a cupcake. I think there were goats flying around.
Oh.
But, you know, take a ride at the wrecked craft, and then a left after you see the pissed-off Astro...
Astro Nut.
I don't know.
He was a little crazy. But we're going to help him.
I'm going to convert him. He'll be a conversion man. Eat my cupcake.
I think it'll make him a lot happier. I can't even.
I can't even imagine
what he's going through right now. Our prayers and hopes do go out to Peter Von Jensen, Commander Peter Von Jensen. I hope you know.
Yep. God bless your sweet
lost soul. Yeah. Yeah. You've been listening to Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C. And what did we learn this week, Happy Pappy?
You know, we learned that nothing can make a soul happier than a Happy Pappy cupcake.
I think that's the greatest lesson of all.
Yes.
Wasteland Radio, I'm your host, Charlie C. And we'll catch you next time.